8 kinds of suffering.
For people who are older or who have possessed wisdom from an early age based on what they have personally experienced and realized, or what they have observed by their wisdom, none of them would say that life is completely happy. The happiness of our human world is, after all, transient, illusory, empty, and without true nature. As humans, we must know that once we have a physical body, it will be the source of our distress and suffering. Nobody could fortuitously avoid suffering. There are innumerable sentient beings. So too are their vexations and anguish immeasurable. The suffering that is common knowledge and common sight to all of us may be divided into the following categories: birth, aging, sickness, death, unfulfilled desires, separation from loved ones, being with those we resent and dislike, and the flames of the 5 skandhas of form, feeling, thinking, mental activity, and consciousness. Together, these are the 8 kinds of suffering. A person's life begins when the soul consciousness enters the embryo. 6 sense organs gradually develop. Being in the womb is similar to being inside an earthen jar. You are in a darkness where no daylight gets in, and you cannot stretch yourself out. For the pregnant mother, her belly swells up and she experiences increasing difficulties in mobility, poor appetite, and nausea, all of which she must force herself to endure. Giving birth to the baby, the mother hovers between life and death. Her pain is so excruciating. It is as if the ground were cleaving and mountainous landslides were taking place. It is like being in a slaughterhouse. When the baby emerges and its tender flesh comes into contact with moving air, it feels as if its body is being scraped with knives. Being bathed and clothed feels more like being pricked. So a newborn baby screams and cries. This is the suffering of birth. When a person gets old, physical strength deteriorates, the limbs become feeble, black hair turns white, sight is not sharp, hearing gets unclear, teeth fall out, the mind is hazy, movements are infirm with age, and nothing goes the way you want it to. Always distressed and in mental anguish, you sigh in despair. This is the suffering of aging. A person's body is made of an aggregation of the 4 elements: earth, water, fire, and wind. Muscles and tendons, bones, skin, flesh, internal organs, arteries and veins, fingernails and hair. All the solids constitute the earth element. Blood, urine, sweat, and tears, the liquids, constitute the water element. Body heat and thermal energy constitute the fire element. Breathing and the circulation of air through our body constitute the wind element. When the 4 elements are in balance, body and mind are healthy. When the 4 elements are out of balance, or when there are injuries, then worries and distress arise. This is the suffering of sickness. Everyone eventually dies. It is only a matter of time. Even if you lived to 100, death would still claim you in the end. For humanity, our wishful thinking, craving and clinging, anger, terror, hatred, debts, immoral conduct, and all kinds of attachments intensify our fear of dying. So, upon death, when we suffer the effects of our negative karma, we suffer it multifold. This is the suffering of death. Because people's greed and craving have become habitual, we have never-ending wants and desires. When our presumptuous expectations are unmet, vexations and suffering arise in our minds and hearts. For example, scheming in vain for the greed for material wealth, craving for women, undeserved reputations, etc. Crimes are foolishly committed and legal punishment received. Thus, you suffer physical and mental agony. This is the suffering of unfulfilled desires. Because people are bound by entanglements of love and strong emotional attachments to family, those of us who are deeply attached to our parents, spouses, siblings, and children suffer grief, vexation, distress, and depression when we have to part with loved ones or when someone dies. This is the suffering of separation from loved ones. People have a tendency to fight over what is right and wrong. Thus, disputes and litigations are commonplace. When feuding families or enemies meet, they silently stare one another down, with hatred and fury burning in their hearts. Their wrath is also physically evident in their outward appearances. Their torment is beyond words. What arises is the suffering of being with those we resent and dislike. Due to contact made with our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, our six sense organs, the five skandhas of form, feeling, thinking, mental activity, and consciousness, arise in our minds and hearts. There is a tangle of distress and suffering which compounds and grows increasingly severe. This is known as the suffering of the flames of the five skandhas. In any case, from birth to death, no one can avoid all this suffering. Furthermore, due to greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, suspicion, etc., that exists between people, a boundless sea of suffering has been created. Buddha has compassion and empathy for sentient beings. For the sake of delivering us from suffering, he made clear to us the ultimate and supreme way to enlightenment and liberation. Only when we are aware of suffering, detest it, are determined to free ourselves from it, and embark on the ship of salvation, heading across to the shore of enlightenment, will we be able to leave this Saha world's sea of suffering and be soothed, settled, happy, at peace, dignified, and at ease in the inner pure land of utmost bliss, where suffering is absent forevermore.